I'm joined by Rhonda Reif this morning. We're talking about anything and everything to do with feng shui, because we were talking about that last month. Feng shui is sort of the arrangement of your items in your home, but it's also the way that you're, the way it connects up to the way you live, too. Is that right, Rhonda?
Yeah, feng shui in the Chinese culture, feng shui is sort of like the map of your house. It's called a bagua, and it's divided into nine sections that looks like a tic-tac-toe board if you were, like, standing above it. And it deals with the placement of objects in and around your environment to create balance and harmony. And so it's used in all of the, a lot of the Asian cultures. But, you know, U.S. companies use it also, the United Airlines, Disney. There's a lot of companies that have looked into this. And, you know, when we look at that, even like the Fibonacci ratio and all of that, when things are in balance or in harmony or have a certain aesthetics about it, it does create our system on our own body, our mind, all of those kinds of things. So there's a lot to it if you want to look into the psychological advantages of it as well.
Did you say there were nine different sections of feng shui? Is that right?
There's, the house is divided into like a map, and there's nine different sections in the house. So it's each, that's called, the map is called a bagua, and then you would divide the house. So for instance, if your house was 60 by 30, you would divide that into nine equal squares or rectangles. In that particular case, it would be like a 20 by 10 section. So it doesn't just go by room. You know, you might have part of one part of the map in, the kitchen and another part of it in the dining room. But then each room also has its own bagua as well. So, but for the sake of, you know, this particular thing was we're talking about the entire whole house, that you would just sort of superimpose a tic-tac-toe board over the entire house. And if your house is in square or rectangular or octagon, then you would either have like an excess in one area or a deficiency in another. And there's things you can do in order to make corrections.
Now, we talked about balancing, and we talked actually spring cleaning we were talking about the last time, and, you know, organizing, putting things so your everything is in order, so to speak, for the spring season. Now, as we move the second section, as one of the various parts of the bagua, is that what it is? How does this divide? What's our second area of the bagua? What does that control, and how does it balance?
So if you were standing at your front door, because this is the method that I use, the compass method is also another method, but it's very involved. So for the average person, the standing at the front door and looking, it would be the upper right hand square or quadrant of that tic-tac-toe board. And that particular one, last month we talked about number one, which was fame and recognition, which was right in the center at the top. Now we're just going to go to the right, that right square up there in the right-hand corner. That's the number two, and it's ruled by the number two, and it deals with relationships, anything relationship, not just romantic relationships, but also work relationships, relationships with your neighbors or family, friends, pets, kids, all of those kinds of things are going to be found in that particular relationship area. So if you're looking to enhance a relationship, that would be an area that you want to take a look at and make sure that there's no clutter, no broken items. You also want to find things that are in pairs there. So it's not good to have a picture of just one sunflower. You would want to have a picture of two sunflowers. You wouldn't want to just have a salt shaker. You'd want to make sure you have a salt and pepper shaker. So those are the kinds of things you want to look for in that particular thing, because it's ruled by the number two. You absolutely want to have things in pairs.
Okay, so things in pairs in section two in your area. As you're looking at it, and you said it's like a tic-tac-toe board. Is that pretty much what you were telling me about?
Yes. If you take the tic-tac-toe board, there's nine different squares or rectangles. And just imagine that you're laying it on top of your house and you're looking at it standing from the front door. So it would be the upper right-hand square, the very top right-hand square. And the colors that are prevalent there or that you should use to enhance relationships are red, pink, and white. And the white helps to sort of magnify the vibration of the red and the pink. And when you think of red, red, you know, comes up with passion and, of course, love and all of that. The pink is that softer thing, you know, so that it gets you to have like a softer relationship with people and have things that are more congruent. Pink is a healing color, so it's a good color to use for relationships and anything thereof. So it would be a good place to put things that are like candles that are red and pink, or, you know, pictures that are red and pink. You could actually, you know, use it with curtains or however it is that you want to do that. And then the white magnifies that. So it's a really good place to have that as well.
Okay, I'm thinking of my house. Okay, now I'm thinking, that's the upstairs bathroom. I'm not sure. That's
in that. And so you have to be really careful. You know, the bathrooms in feng shui are kind of tricky because you have to realize that a bathroom could be a place where it could be very romantic. You could set up, you know, with candles and a hot bubble bath and have all of those kinds of things, a very, you know, relaxing place. Or you could be really flushing your relationships down the toilet or down the drain. So there's things that you know, there's all things. There's in feng shui, it's a little bit different than Sattva Veda, which is the Ayurvedic sort of version of this. In their case, if it's broken, you have to just completely repair, you know, tear it down and redo it. With feng shui, there's little corrections that you can do to sort of balance that as well. So,
okay.
You know, it's not an adverse place to have water. Last month, you did not want fame and recognition to have the water there because it's a fire element and it would put out the fire. But in this particular corner, there's no ruling element. So there's not an issue there. Now, it does affect all of the organs in your body. So that's going to be a place then that if you're looking something that you're having issues with, different organs. Now, especially like the liver, and right now we're in liver gallbladder season in the Chinese calendar, then that's going to be issues of anger and all of that kind of stuff. And so you're going to want to do some things there that it can actually help sort of soften that kind of relationship or that's what's going on with that too. So, you know, people poo-poo all this, but I'm going to tell you that, you know, the more I study it, the more I see example after example of you go back and look at things that have happened or that are going on, and it's actually right on the mark with that too. So
okay.
It will affect your organs. So make sure that that's someplace that if you need to have, you know, cleaned out or organized or spruced up, you know, those kinds of things. And then also it deals with the season of early autumn. So that's, you know, just it's not that it's necessarily ruling with that too, but when you look at those colors of autumn, there's a lot of those sort of reds and oranges that kind of go on in the autumn color too. So that would even be a place where you could do things that sort of have that kind of color scheme as well.
Okay, give me an idea here. Now, if I'm right, the one is right in the center of that nine. Is that the nine boxes? Is that right?
At the very top row, yes, the okay. Very top row.
Okay. Okay, oh, I see what you're saying. But it's not the center one is not – is that number one?
The very top row.
Oh, top row.
The
I got
top
it.
Row of tic-tac-toe. The one is in the center. The two is to the right.
And then then where does three go?
Well, that's next month. But
okay.
I'll give you a sneak preview.
Okay.
Three is going to go right below the two.
Okay, kind of what
they
I thought.
They don't necessarily go in order. They don't necessarily go in order, but that, you know, they kind of do follow a little bit, but they mix around because each number, you know, we've talked about numbers a lot, Steve.
Right.
And so, you know, the numbers thing comes from a lot of like the ancient Essenes and the Greek Pythagoras and all of that. But then also the other cultures, numbers are in every culture. So in the Chinese element of numbers, then this is another way that you can use numbers with healing. So it can tell that. So, you know, somebody who has a lot of twos in their name, then, you know, that's going to be an area where they're probably going to do really well. If you don't have any twos and you have the lesson of two that you're supposed to have in this life, that might be a situation that you really want to pay attention to as well. But if you're having disharmony in relationships, that's definitely the place in your home or your office that you want to take a look at and see, you know, do you have a lot of mixed match stuff? Do you have a lot of things that are just, you know, signify independence? You know, you want to start doing things that work together with relationships. It's also a place you could put affirmations, you know, of things that deal with relationships. So pictures of, you know, other relationships or things that you absolutely want to have in harmony in your house.
Harmony and balance, the topic of feng shui, also following the numbers. And what I believe you said, what, Mercury goes back into retrograde this month? Is that right?
May 10th.
Okay.
So, so that'll be today. And it's going to go until June the 2nd. So that, you know, be prepared that there's a lot of rereading things and crossing your T's and dotting your I's. Expect travel delays, you know, expect there's going to be those kinds of things that are going to happen. This is actually happening where right now we're in Taurus, and so it's going to deal a lot with things that are going on with people being stubborn, you know, that kind of thing. But then it's also going to switch into Gemini. So expect a lot of things in communication to go haywire this particular Mercury retrograde, because it's going to be, when it's happening, it's going to be in Gemini. So, and then there's a lot of other magical numbers, things that are going on this whole year because of the 2022. And again, you know, there's that number two. So twos deal with relationships. So this particular year of 2022, relationships are going to be intensified the entire year. It's going to deal a lot with family because the three twos add up to a six. And so there's going to be a lot of dealing with family dynamics and relationships, things at work, because that can also affect your career. But this particular month is the five and the two combination. So, of course, May 5th was, you know, 5/5/22. And that was actually like a porthole where there was a lot of things that were opening, Cinco de Mayo, lots of, you know, very powerful things going on with that 5/5. And fives are all about change. So this is going to be a huge month that there's going to be a lot of change in relationships. So look for that to happen, whether it's you decide to change jobs or you just decide you're not going to, you know, put up with a bad habit of somebody, or you've decided that you want to have a new relationship or start up a relationship with someone new. So there's a lot of that going on. Then there's, you know, the 5/20/22, 5/22/22, and then the 5/25/22. So those are going to be all super intense days for all relationships, right, and change and freedom and variety and travel. So mixing that with the Mercury retrograde, expect then, you know, things to happen in your relationship while you're traveling. So those are just some things that are happening. And I happened to notice on the news last night, they were talking that the interest rates have gone up. And they said that it's the highest time that the interest rates have jacked up at one time in the last 22 years. So we're seeing this same theme over and over and over this entire year. Things are happening that deal with the number 2 and 22. So that's another reason why you want to make sure that your, you know, feng shui bagua of your relationship, your 2 number, is also, you know, in getting in balance and in harmony, and that you've got it where it's aesthetically pleasing to you. And so, and I do consultations on people's homes where you can actually go in and I can look at the, you know, the feng shui, the bagua, and get a sense for that as well too.
If they want to get a hold of you, what's the best thing to do?
They can actually get me through the phone, 319-752-0175, or they can find me on Facebook, Rhonda Rife, and that I have a new website now, rhondarife.com, or they can go to lifepathwaysllc.com as well. And so lots of ways
to get in hold of Rhonda and find out, get life in harmony, life in balance. That's really the key of feng shui. And we'll talk more about that as we move into June with Rhonda.